What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, the man on the scene, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Cordell Woodland. What's up, Cordell?
What's up, guys?
Nothing much, man. Kyle Hamilton gets the big contract extension yesterday. It was very, very well deserved, but we've been debating here, waxing poetically. I think you agree with us that Isaiah Likely is next if things go well. And if you do agree with that, who's after Likely?
I don't know, to be honest with you, about who's next. I mean, I think everything that's going on with Likely now, maybe it speeds it up, maybe it slows it down. I'm not exactly sure how to feel about that. It's a couple of guys that could be next. I mean, you got Linderbaum that's still waiting. I don't think Lamar's happening anytime soon. Likely would definitely be one of those guys that's in that conversation. I feel like there's somebody else that I'm forgetting. Travis Jones. You could throw him in there.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the time of year where some of these types of deals do start to pop up. I think Hamilton, as unique of a deal as it was, I think it was one of the easier deals to probably figure out in terms of, like, you know, you're giving this dude elite money. I don't think it was hard for the Ravens to decide to make him the highest paid safety in the league and by a mile too. So, and I don't think it's, you know, we just saw him reset the market. I don't think it'll be a situation where how it is with the quarterbacks where like the next safety up will be able to top him, because you don't really have that argument of doing the things that Hamilton does and being as good at it as he is. It's very few safeties in the league that I've put up there with him. I'm curious to see who's next myself, but it could be Likely. I just wonder how a situation impacts it.
How many of these guys do you think could play who are caught? Because some of us, I mean, obviously Armour Davis was surprised everybody. Will be playing for other teams very shortly.
Like for game days?
Yeah.
Armour Davis is the first one that jumps out. I'm trying to think. He's probably, off the top of my head, the only one that I would be worried about, not even worried about, but I would imagine is going to play right away.
Some of the other guys' depth pieces in your mind, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw, like, Dellinger got picked up. I mean, he's a practice squad guy. C.J. Ravenel, maybe he gets elevated a couple of games a year or something like that. But I think a lot of those guys are probably going to be scratches. And look, maybe they do end up playing on game day. I think Armour Davis is the one that probably has the most likely opportunity to make an impact. His problem is he just can't stay available. And I hear a lot of people talking about, you know, well, he's healthy now. He looked great Yep. You know, when he was out there, well, yeah, he's healthy now until he's not. And you can't, you put that dude out there, you're like holding your breath every time. How many times have we seen him? And this is no shot at him. It's just what it is. I mean, how many times have we seen him come back from injury? You get him out there and it's like, what, oh, you look in like the fourth quarter. It's like, I just realized I haven't seen Armour Davis in a while. Like, what's going on with him? So, yeah, I mean, he's a good player, but I think in the long run, the lack of availability ended up hurting him. And you combine that with guys like Ruben Lowry and Keon Martin having the camps that they had, and they're much cheaper and they're not on. You know, he's on the last year of his rookie deal. These are undrafted guys. I just think it was a recipe for disaster for him.
Hey, Cordell, as we look at the Buffalo game, and I know it's the next step to kind of look at things and how they're going, obviously with Likely down, or we don't know if he's going to play, but I think more than likely, probably not. Mark Andrews, a little revenge narrative there. What do you think happens week one?
My gut tells me they end up winning that game. But what do I know? I mean, I thought they beat him in the playoffs last year. I mean, I can't call these things. I thought they beat Kansas City in week one last year. They lost by a toe. So, I mean, it's good. We're talking about two elite teams, two of the best quarterbacks in the league. Anything can happen. You know, any of these teams can beat each other when you're at that level. And it's week one. It's so weird. Tackling is going to be lackluster around the league for sure. But if you look at this Ravens defense that I expect to be really good this year, but a lot of these guys haven't been able to tackle this summer. A lot of these guys haven't been able to play in these preseason games. And you're about to go out there to Buffalo and play a team you have to tackle against. You got to tackle James Cook. You got to tackle Josh Allen. They force you to do it. So that's the concern. And the same for them. I mean, they got to tackle Lamar. They got to tackle Derrick Henry and those guys. So I wonder how much of an impact that makes. But I don't think that they're going to beat both Kansas City and Buffalo at the beginning of the year. I think they're going to split those two games. And the most likely scenario is they beat Buffalo and probably narrowly lose to Kansas City again.
They're
going to
beat both.
Ooh.
They may.
Rasheed Rice isn't playing.
You're going down.
I mean, I didn't really think that may. I mean, I'm not to disrespect. He is a quality guy. But Xavier Worthy, they got so many other guys. And,
so
and
do
that
we.
15 is still there.
I'm with you on this. I don't think Rasheed Rice is that important, but I'm with Ed. I think we beat him. not because of him, not because he's not there, but just because I think they do. I think this is that year where, you know, it's a school bus tour, man. bus tour. Hey, tell us where we can find you the rest of the week, Cordell. It's only one day after this, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be doing some filling stuff for the next 2 days. I'm filling in on Inside Access today. So me, Ken, and Ben from 2 to 6 this afternoon, and tomorrow I'll be filling in for Bob from 10 to 2. So yeah, you'll be hearing me the next couple of days on the Fan.
Thank you very much, man. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
All right, 410-583-1057. I feel more confident they beat Kansas City than I do they beat Buffalo.
I do too. Yeah. I really do believe they're beating Kansas City on the road. So
yeah, I think this is one of those school bus tours, man. They taking brothers to school. I do. I think this is that victory lap season where they finally put it all together. Shovels at 8:45, but on the other side, we're talking college football. What's more likely for 2025? Arch Manning throws 30 touchdowns, or Bill Belichick wins 8 or more games? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Is this Rod Stewart? Who's this, Joe?
Hot Chocolate.
That's the name of the group? The band, Hot
it
Chocolate?
It is, yes.
Are they all white?
I don't think so.
No, I'm kidding.
You know what I thought this was? It's that if you want my body and you think I'm sexy.
Oh.
Isn't that Rod Stewart?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I thought it was when it first started. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Daily Line with Jeremy Kahn at 9 o'clock. Shovels at 8:45. But right now, college football is underway. I love that part of the fall.
Yes.
Arch Manning. I think, Jeremy, I want to pull you into this because Ed and I talked about this when you were
away for the 3 weeks of good radio. Yeah.
Opening up your throat. Arch Manning, is he a Heisman Trophy front runner for you?
Absolutely.
You're
on one of the best teams in the country. And again, losing early, let's say they lose to Ohio State this weekend. I don't think that hurts his chances at all.
How long as he puts up 250?
Yeah. This is a guy that, I think what people are going to be surprised is how athletic he is if you haven't seen him, because he can run.
He
will take off, and it wouldn't shock me to see him have a couple of runs of over 40 yards this year because he's that good. Throwing the football, we all thought maybe he should have been starting over Quinn Ewers. It's hard to argue it when Texas does what they did.
Right.
But the fact was they were still sprinkling him in here or there. What an incredible opportunity for him, his first start like of this season being at Ohio State. That's a big environment to go into.
You know what I said to Ed last week?
What?
When Texas wins the national championship with Arch Manning, all Longhorn fans are going to be pissed off. You know why?
Because they could have won more. Because
they realized they could have won it last year with Arch Manning.
I ain't arguing that.
You could have won it last year with Arch Manning. The guy's the best player in college football. Period.
Yeah.
So what's more likely, Ed? Arch Manning throwing 30 touchdowns or Bill Belichick and North Carolina Tar Heels winning eight or more games.
Did you hear they just put a trademark on Gold Digger?
Because of his girlfriend?
They're creating jewelry called Gold Digger Jewelry.
Get out of town.
Yeah. So she turned a negative into a positive, I guess.
Are they anyway, really?
Yeah.
It's brilliant, actually. Good for her. This was tougher than I thought, and only because I think Manny will get a ton of touchdowns, honestly. The problem is that conference is so weak. It's really like...
Whose conference?
North Carolina.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. You see, we're from Manning to conference.
No. I mean,
Who are you scared of in the ACC?
Yeah, I mean, Clemson, that's it. And even then, like, Florida State's down. The traditional powers are down. Like, Florida State's down. Miami may be better. They'll be a top. They're a top 25 team right now. But North Carolina could do, I don't, they could do fairly well because they don't really have much competition. So I don't know. Although, you know, you have Stanford in that division now.
I'm a roll,
which is odd.
I'm a roll to Jeremy's. Arch Manning's incredibly athletic. Mm-hmm. Arch Manning's going to have 30 touchdowns.
He is.
I just don't know whether they're going to be touchdown passes.
Yeah.
I think he'll have 35, 40 touchdowns. I just don't know whether all those be passes. North Carolina's going to beat Charlotte. They're going to beat Richmond. They're going to beat UCF. They're going to beat Cal. They're going to beat Syracuse. They're going to beat Wake Forest. They're going to beat Duke. They'll need one more win. I think it's more likely that North Carolina wins 8 games than it is for Arch Manning to have 13 touchdown passes. He could have 25, 26 touchdown passes along with 15 touchdown runs. He's going to have a ton of touchdowns. I just don't know whether how many of them be in the air.
I think it's a great point. I mean, because like you talk about some of the guys we've seen win the Heisman. They've done it more recent years. We've seen plenty of them doing it with their feet and their arm. Mm-hmm. And in some occasions, seeing guys like Travis Hunter doing different things that we typically don't see in college football. Mm-hmm. I look at it as this because it's not... It's not always that you get such a good game right out of the gates. Every once in a while, we get like what we deem to be a good game. I don't know that we've ever had something like this, right? At least as far as I can remember back, where you get two of the best teams in the country playing week one. I'm not saying it doesn't happen early in the season. And if you're looking at Ohio State, I mean, look, Jeremiah Smith's coming back. That kid is, I'll say it, the best receiver in college football. You know, they're going to reload in some areas. They have both those schools have a lot to kind of pick up and figure out, but they reload. They don't have to, you know, rebuild or anything like that. Both teams are going to be good, but I am very, very excited to see Arch Manning go up against this Ohio State defense.
410-583-1057 is the number. I'm trying to think, Jeremy. I remember a lot of early season matchups, but I'm trying to think of...
Like, we've had some good Florida State, like Clemson, like, you've had good games, Notre Dame playing early against another top-notch team,
yeah.
But you're talking about two top-five teams. You know, and depending on which ranking you're looking at, I mean, these could end up being 1 and 2 at the end of the year if this loss that one of them is going to get doesn't affect.
And it's normally, am I correct, like week 2 or 3 where you get these?
Yeah, you'll get a couple of those.
When the teams come out, they want to play a game to get warm, get loosened up, but then week 2 you'll get a matchup. Because I remember...
Or the SEC will start their conference play a little bit earlier, yeah. You expect, and you get a huge game there.
Yeah, but I'm with you on this one. I don't remember too many week 1 matchups quite like this.
Now, I was...
They usually don't.
Yeah.
Have like, this is like right out of the gate. I mean, they're starting to have... I think now they have more because you can have a couple losses and still make the playoffs.
It's the impact of the playoffs.
Yeah, because it impacts the playoffs. So you don't want... You had to shoot for undefeated every year.
This is what they promised us when they expanded the playoffs. They said... Because one of my biggest issues was you're taking away the value of the regular season. And their response, well, we had Hancock on, Bill Hancock on. He said, No, actually, it makes the regular season better because now teams are more inclined to play these non-conference games. Because now it's the opposite. You'd rather have a bad loss than pile up a lot of weak wins.
Yes.
At the end of the season. You'd rather have that one bad. Texas, whoever loses this game, if they run the table afterwards, now this loss looks good. Because it's a loss against a top five team, so it has changed a lot.
Yeah,
college football playoff expansion has changed for the better. I'm going with Texas, though. I think Texas.
I have such a hard time with this. I'm going to go with Texas, even though I feel like everybody's on them, and I should take Ohio State. The better play, I think, in this game is the under.
In this game or for the national title?
No, I'm talking about in this game.
Ohio State's favored.
Yeah, I mean, 1.5, and they're at home, so neutral site. Yeah. Texas would be favored by 1.5 or whatever. I just look at the way that this game sets up, and there's so many things to like about Texas that it's hard to get away from them. But make no mistake about it, even with a young quarterback coming in that's an unknown right now for Ohio State, like, you have Jeremiah Smith, which is the biggest mismatch in college football. I mean, the kid, he's... If you were looking for a receiver and drafting at the top end of the draft, I'd take him number one. I think he's that good. And then when you look at the kind of the matchups you had, Texas has a lot to replace too. Remember, they lost Golden, they lost Blue, they lost a ton in their offense. But as I've said numerous times, There's too much talent at Texas to even worry about that. And the same thing could be said at Ohio State. It's just they have Arch Manning coming in to lead their offense. And in Ohio State is trusting another younger player.
Texas did brilliant with the schedule. They open up the season against the number three team in the country. Okay. Then they get a chance to step back and reevaluate because they go against San Jose State, UTEP, and Sam Houston. Then they have Florida.
Sam Houston, we have a problem.
They have Florida and Oklahoma back to back. Then they kind of take a step back, even though they're in conference, Kentucky, Mississippi State, and Vanderbilt. Ooh. To get ready for Georgia. I think they did brilliant with the schedule.
The way it sets up is really nice because I don't want to dismiss Oklahoma, and I'll still call it the Red River Shootout. I don't care what they say. But that's a rivalry game where anything can happen.
Exactly.
But make no mistake about it, Texas is far superior to them. Yeah, they would have to have a letdown.
I like the way they built the schedule. You had the tough games, then you had the games you can fix things. Then the tough game again. Then a couple of games where you can fix things. They did this schedule brilliantly. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Shovels at 845, but on the other side, should the O's move Holiday out of the leadoff spot? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
It's funny, we were all just singing this, or was it just me?
831 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Oh, yeah, all right.
How about it? Why you got your hands in the air like that?
You just don't care.
No. Yeah. Jackson Holiday for the month of August, to say the least, is struggling. He is 13 of 89 with a 146 batting average, 276 on base percentage, 202 slugging, which equals 478 OPS. That's after a very good month of July, where he was 270, 302 on base percentage, 420 slugging, 722 OPS. Jeremy, is it time to drop Jackson Holiday off of that leadoff spot?
Not for this year. You can still keep checking it out. I mean, I go back to it. I'll say it. I still like Gunnar in the leadoff spot.
I've always have.
I got no problem. Shohei Ohtani leads off. Ronald Acuna Jr. was leading off. And I know some of the teams have tweaked what they're doing. I know it sounds as simple as to say, I want my best hitter to get the most at-bats. Mm-hmm. And if you're hitting in the leadoff spot, that's what's going to happen. The only other thing that could happen is someone else ties you. So, I go back to that, but there's no rush to move him anywhere. And I know people are going to get tired of hearing me saying this. It's not about wins and losses.
Wins is two.
It's not about that. It's about individuals. And that's why you need to look deeper at what's going on with Jackson Holiday. Mm-hmm. And if they were to move him down, I would say that would be because he needs to do it and kind of like relax a little bit. Is he pressing too much? Or are we at a situation where you look at the way the season's gone and some of the guys have gone Cancun on three? I'd like to think that's not the case.
No.
But it does happen with teams.
Yeah, I don't
like
think
the Minnesota Twins.
I don't think that's the case with him. Ed, your thoughts. Does he need to move down in the order or you keep him where he is?
Right now, I'd keep him where he is. I would. I mean, this is a perfect time. This is like, you can do whatever you want because you have absolutely nothing to lose. So Let's see what's see how everything looks. So why not, you know, play with the roster?
My question would be, what does it matter?
Doesn't matter, yeah.
If it's not bothering him mentally, right. Which I don't think that kid is wired that way. If what happened to him at the beginning of the last year didn't break him, mm-hmm. This is not going to break him.
No, I agree with you.
It's not bothering him defensively. You know what I mean? I would leave him there. You and I are the same, Jeremy. I'd rather have Gunnar Henderson as the leadoff hitter, but that's not their strategy.
Yeah.
You want Holiday there, so keep him there. Mm-hmm. Let him become a leadoff hitter. Let him learn how to come out of this slump as a leadoff hitter.
One of the few things I got right at the beginning of the year is I said at some point he's going to be moving up into that top part of the lineup. Matter where you want him. Do you want him second? Do you want him first? Hell, do you want Jackson Holiday hitting third? I still think he's going to develop even more pop to go along with a decent batting average. But if he can be the table setter, got to get better at stealing bases too, getting picked off too much. But these are all learning things, and you still have – an extremely young player. This is a young core that you have together.
410-583-1057. Ellicott City, Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Kevin? Man.
Glad to have you back, Jared.
Thanks, man.
Glad things are going better for you, buddy. I'm with you, Jared, and Ed, and you, Rob. I mean, I want to see that full sample size like you guys always talk about out of this. But I think Holiday and Mayo are kind of similar. You just got to let them work it out because if they can fight through these things, which they're plenty capable of, it's better to find out now why we're losing instead of winning and in the hunt. But just in closing, Rob, I think you're right with Gunnar Henderson. I think being the third hitter has totally changed his approach at the plate, and it's not working well for him. But appreciate the call, fellas. Have a great day.
Thanks. Thank you. Good weekend.
It's not working well for Gunnar?
But hitting in the spot he's
the
in?
Third spot. He said the changes his approach to hitting is not working well for him.
Gunner's been on. He's been on one recently.
Gunner's numbers are good this year. I don't understand what he's saying there. I'd rather have Gunnar Henderson leading off, but doesn't mean Gunnar Henderson hadn't done well. Gunnar Henderson's OPS this month is 793. Last month, 881. It's for the year, it's 813.
Wow. Really?
Yes. I don't know. 16 home runs. Yes, 16 home runs and 20 stolen bases. I disagree. I would like to see him in a leadoff spot, but I disagree with it. It hasn't worked out for him. It's worked out. Let's go to Wayne in Dundalk. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Welcome back, Jeremy.
Thanks, man.
Hey, yeah, I was at the game last night. It was kind of disappointing, man. I just, like you, Rob, you went and washed dishes, man. I just got up and left. But I wanted to say, man, I would agree with you guys. I don't think it really matters. I think Holiday could bat in the leadoff spot. But, Rob, I got a question for you, man. It just seems like Holiday was doing great, maybe a month or so ago. When he was going with the pitch and going to left field, he was hitting home runs, left center, base hits galore. And then it just seems like he's back to rolling over top of the ball, like the first base. I don't understand what's going on with that. Do you see that?
I don't. So it's hard for me to comment on Wayne. I don't see it as if I'm disagreeing with you. I don't see it that I haven't noticed it. But I will say this. Baseball is a long season, and it's a season full of adjustments. He could have gotten back to bad habits because he's tired. Any reason you can get back to your old habits. So it's a matter right now. This is when the hitting coaches got to step in and get him back on track. And I'm sure he will at some point this season. But I'll check it out this weekend. I'll definitely look for that because he's right. When he was hot, he was going the other way with the pitch. But you guys know it. Baseball, man, you can just you have good mechanics, then I'm tired. Something's hurting. Any little thing happens and it changes your whole
mechanics.
Doesn't
take much.
You don't think that Gunnar – I mean, I feel like Gunnar forced his way on to the team at the beginning of the year after what happened. You know, the injury and not getting a full spring training. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if that had an effect on him at the beginning of the year and some of the struggle.
Gunnar?
Yeah, before he kind of got it going.
I still say – nothing can convince me that Gunnar Henderson's lack of power this year is because that core still isn't 100%.
Mm-hmm. It's nothing. It hurt Adley when he got hurt.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
You can't convince me that it's not because everything else in this game is working.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else changes in this game. Yeah. I'm convinced that's that core.
My core is not 100%. That's what sapped my power too.
It is?
Yeah.
When was your last time your core was 100%?
It's been a minute.
Been a minute?
Been a minute.
Yeah,
has it been a black minute or a white minute?
I mean, I don't know about that one.
It's worse. It's Italian time too.
Black minute means, man, it could have been a year.
Well, right, that's true. Yes.
When the last time you seen him?
I've seen you in a minute.
It's been a minute, man. I haven't seen this dude since high school, but it's been a minute.
I think it might be more than that.
See, yeah, a black minute has no real time frame. It just means a very long time. It's like genetics. Our minute is bigger than yours.
Man, that ain't right. I mean, your minute could be bigger than mine. All right.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's big
bad.
So
if a girl says I'm a minute man, that means I could last a long time, or does it have to be a black girl that says that?
Hey, look, Italians are worse.
Are they?
Oh, my goodness. It's a whole thing about Italian time. It's like, I'm here. That's 10 minutes. I'll be right there. 20. In a little, 30. I'm coming now, hour.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll see. Not coming.
Yeah.
So. What did Kanye West say? I'll be there 5 minutes. 5 hours later, I'll be there 5 minutes.
If you look it up, there's an old joke on Italian time. And it's true, by the way.
It's only funny because it's true.
Yeah, my friend Filippo, geez whiz. I'm here. Where? It's like still 15 minutes out. Like, be right there. All right.
Jeremy Carr's Daily Line at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, Ed North, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, we are. I'm going to give it out to people who are resisting this transgender shooting discussion. So I was going to give it to the NFL for the discipline issues.
Oh, good, because that's what I'm giving it.
But I had a feeling in your mind, and I've got to ask you.
Yeah, but you want me to have a meeting on your way out, you jerk.
Hey, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 fan. Shovels next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Oh, shovels, if you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS. Go ahead, Ed Norris, give us your shovel.
All right, there's a lot of controversy. I'm giving it to people who are outraged about this little list that's going around about shooters who are trans. The fact is, most of it's correct. And I don't know why people are upset about it if it's factual. I'm just going through the list.
And the one that's not correct was
initially reported as, I'll just go through the list. The Denver, they have a list that's going around, and people are wild over this right now. Mm-hmm. Denver, Aberdeen, Nashville, Georgia. It's a whole, you know, there's a list of five, nine. I'm going to go quickly through it. Aberdeen, yes, it was trans. Denver, yes. Nashville, yes. Georgia, originally yes, then later no. Philly, cross-dresser, family say he was gay, not trans. That was still up for debate. So Iowa gender fluid. Colorado had three trans shootings, 2019, 22, and 23. Minnesota, the one that just happened tragically, yes, was a trans shooter. And Uvalde was originally reported as trans. That was a false report. It was later refuted by the police. I may think because of a terrible response, they may have reported that way initially to take the attention off them for not entering. But that's it. So, I mean, my point is, look, Not even just if it is, it is. Can't we just tell the truth? Why do we have to lie and make things, you know, that are, this is fact. This is what's reported in the news. So can't we just go with this and, you know, move on?
It is kind of the weird thing in now, and especially in today's news or even on social media, that as soon as the shooter, as soon as you find out who it is, it's a rush to say, hey, he's conservative, he's liberal, yeah, he's this, he's that. The thing that Ed's pointing out, and we just kind of went over this, you researched it in the commercial break, we were talking about it, is those are facts. I mean, you can argue what you want. The only one, the Uvalde shooter was initially thought to believe transgender, and his family said he wasn't.
Yeah, and then the police confirmed that.
All right, Jeremy, who gets your shovel this morning?
Man, I'm giving it to Cracker Barrel. It unfolded. They folded. They're going back to the old logo.
Are they really?
Yeah, it's like, stand up for yourself, man. And again, like, my problem with this isn't the changing of the logos, whatever you want to do. You got such backlash for whatever reason that people wanted to have it, that then you folded. Do you think the people that were pissed off at you are now going to go, well, now that you did it, I'm coming back? No, they're still pissed off at you. Like, why did you do it in the first place?
Probably more pissed off. It's like,
or like we know with most things, the people that are complaining the most, the loudest, aren't going to Cracker Barrel in the first place. Yeah.
That's probably true. Those people don't complain about anything.
Yeah, they're just waiting. Satan, what can I complain about today? Cracker Barrel.
You know what's interesting? Week one of the NFL season, I'm watching football with a bunch of guys that don't watch football anymore.
There you go.
Because of the kneeling.
I got to ask a question. The Cracker Barrel logo, I never really cared much as I don't eat there. Is the guy the cracker next to a barrel?
No, it's just an old man. Like, so, I mean, he could be.
I'm
welcome.
Just asking.
But, like, if you go to Cracker Barrel out front.
You haven't answered the question because I want to know, too.
No. Cracker Barrel out front, they have the rocking chairs while you're waiting to go in.
And I love Cracker Barrel.
I think it's just, like, old-timey, grand, like, old-timey. The messages, or at least the things that they have on their menu, it's like, grandpa's this, grandma's that.
Robbie and I go there almost every Saturday when he's with
really?
Me. Yeah, it's right down the street from me.
Yeah.
Oh, well, up there, yeah. Just saying.
In Crackerville?
Named it after soda cracker barrels.
Did they?
Soda crackers used to be shipped into old country stores in large wooden barrels.
Oh, they called it a soda cracker barrel then.
I think that's a cracker made out of soda.
That story was made up.
I would ask because I was in Florida. I just confirmed young Jeremy Kahn's jokes. I was in the Ace Hardware, and they have a whole rack of hats by the Florida Cracker Company. And one said, I'm a Florida cracker, yes. So, I mean, you know, something they call themselves.
I want to get back to up there. What do you mean up there? What's up there?
In that county up
in
there.
Hazard County?
What's up there?
Harford County.
What, go ahead, finish.
Hey, you're just far enough to not see the burning crosses. Congrats.
That's Cecil.
You got to rise the sun for that.
He hasn't gone far enough to see those.
Cecil Tucky, man. A friend of mine said, you should come up here. This whatever bar it is. I said, where is it? She told him, I said, no. Not even when it's daylight.
It was the one you used to go to. I wouldn't go to.
Oh. I went there one time. One time.
Ed, I can't wait until he's out country line dancing at one of these bars.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
I hope somebody says, hey, your boy's in here. And he's what?
Now, we know me well enough to know, what's the reward?
Yeah. Well,
dressed like the dude from Walker, Texas Ranger.
What's the reward?
Yeah, I know.
There you go. My shovel goes to the National Football League. Yes, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm glad Ed backed off of his. So, this guy, Rashee Rice, got into a vehicle accident with many people injured. A collision involving serious bodily injury, racing into a highway causing bodily. So, let me get this straight. The National Football League suspended Calvin Ridley for a year for gambling. They suspended, what's the receiver for? Jameson Williams, is it?
Yeah.
For the Lions, 6 weeks?
Well, and again, I think he ended up getting 2 games.
But originally it was 6 weeks.
What he was doing was he was gambling on company property, wasn't gambling on NFL games.
Then, and Calvin Ridley was gambling on NFL games.
Yes.
So.
On his own handle and fan.
What you tell me is that the NFL's logo, the shield, protecting the shield is more important, Ed, than bodily harm, human beings. You get 6 weeks for damn near killing people. This guy gets a year for betting.
It couldn't be more awful what they just did with this comparison. You're more concerned about your image, like you said, protecting the shield. You're worried about your freaking image, you know, taking the moral high ground with gambling when you're in bed with all these gambling companies. And yet, you're okay with your players putting everybody in danger and actually hurting people, killing them sometimes. That's fine. We'll suspend you for 6 games. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's just...
I thought they said it was because the gambling affects
the outcome of the
integrity of the game, whereas the stuff out, like, if you're Rashee Rice, that doesn't affect the integrity or the outcome of a game.
But they're human beings, though.
I understand that. I'm just saying that was their... I thought they said that was their... reasoning behind that.
I mean, Pete Rose got a lifetime ban, and we've seen guys in baseball like...
Look, there's how many guys in the NFL have killed people in excessive speed crashes. I guarantee you wouldn't be working for the station anymore if you did that.
Yep.
I guarantee.
I promise you that. By the way, my buddy Robert Scott, who was a member of the HCNA with me, he told me to tell you guys Bush Mill Tavern for life.
Yeah, that's a great spot, man.
What's that organization?
We're the HCNA.
What does that stand for? You know who founded that? It was Darius Rucker.
Really?
Yeah.
Baltimore Orioles assistant pitching coach Mitch Plasmeyer joins us at 9:30. But on the other side, it's the Daily Line with Jeremy Cohn.
Yeah, had a winning day yesterday. Gave out a bunch of winners. We'll talk about today. College football tonight. I'll give you a few plays there. WNBA, Major League Baseball with a lighter slate, and a few prop plays that stand out. We'll get into all that next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.